crucial moment that we wait for every week.
Pretty exciting, huh?
They're back with a big new program.
When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
Who wants an orange whip?
Are we live?
Yeah!
Orange whip.
Come get some.
Orange whip.
And here it is.
Three orange whips.
Party, I'm more like a riot.
Nails on the roof, gang.
Here's Johnny.
You shall see that.
He's alive.
Wonderful to Tim.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hail to the king, baby.
Release the Kraken.
It's showtime.
You know what the best part about recording podcasts is? Is that we do these things all at once. We just do a big chunk in one sitting.
Shh, you're giving away our secrets.
And this is the third episode that we've recorded in the same day, which means that we, some of us, Colin started late through peer pressure, have been drinking steadily throughout the podcast. Now, well, Heather had one, and then she quit.
I like peer pressure drunk Colin, though.
Yeah.
He's fun.
Oh, peer pressure drunk Colin can be the best thing in the world if you get it, if it's done right. Mm. That's absolutely true. Speaking of, my name is Derek Knight, and you are listening to The Big Program. It's our new podcast. Now, this is episode 3, and with me is Colin Burton.
Hello, everyone.
Who is a veteran of over a hundred. Well, except for that time that you got mad at me and stopped podcasting with me, but...
That's for water, reasons.
Water under the bridge, right?
Yeah.
And I made a Colin bot, just got his best phrases and put him on a CD and would play him at opportune times. Heather, my sister.
Hello.
Who's married to Colin, has to live with Colin.
Yes, yeah. I do.
And Jess.
Hi.
Who is my girlfriend, but we don't live together because we're a modern couple who do things differently than people
modernly.
Expect. Modernly.
Yeah,
we do things very modernly.
We march
against
to our,
the conventions.
We march to our own accordion player.
Against the norms. Anywho, we have been drinking. And Colin finally was like, fine, I gotta go to the grocery store, so don't give me
and
something
to just like that.
Get me drunk. Give me a half a drink. Give me one half of one drink. So I made one drink, and I poured half for myself, and I poured half for Colin.
I think the great part about that impression is that whoever listened to podcast number 2 actually heard Colin in that respect and can now translate what they heard of Colin into your translation
yep.
of Colin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody has...
And see how accurate it really is.
Everybody has an other guy voice. And when you're talking about another person, you can't just use your regular voice. You've got to give them another voice. And my other guy voice is always, hey, yes, oh, fuck you.
No,
and,
do your impression of me. That's my favorite.
Oh, your impression of you?
Yeah.
I do an impression of you?
Yeah. It's the most accurate thing I've ever heard.
But you have to imagine, you have to remember that's also my impression of my mom.
She looks very disappointed in you right now.
She's sitting in. She doesn't have a microphone, but you heard her.
She also doesn't have a headset, so she has no idea what we're
That's
hearing.
True. Well, she can hear us.
Right.
And that's all she needs at this advanced age. But You did.
That was a look.
Oh, if
you
somebody
her,
could
though.
Drop dead from a stare, you
oh,
have
she is
died
the
and are no
look.
Longer at the controls.
I had posted about that thing we talked about in episode 2 on Facebook after it happened, and her response was, I wish I would have been there. And it's like, what were you going to do? Like, give him a I'm just disappointed look. But she would.
No,
she
probably would have punched him in the face.
But it
would have
been an ineffectual, like, eh, feh, meh.
You don't give your mom enough credit.
She once tried to fight off somebody who's stealing a shop vac from her, though. Yeah. Didn't work out real well. You know what they say? Just let him go. It's not worth it. Just let him go. Yeah. Did we ever figure out what we were talking about on this show?
I don't think so.
Other than being steadily... Well, I mean, you're not drunk
well,
yet.
We have talked about life with pets.
Oh, that's right, because you wanted Colin to talk more.
Right.
And I do, too. I want Colin to talk more.
I don't know why.
So I got you that fancy headset.
Yay.
Yep.
No, but here's the thing. I actually haven't really eaten much today, except this morning.
I got some Doritos.
No. But so this is going to probably hit me
this
fast.
Yeah, what Colin's drinking is my riff on a tropical itch called a tropical bitch. So look up the tropical itch, which is a traditional tiki drink, and sub the bourbon for brandy and rye, and that's what Colin's drinking. I'm also drinking the same thing. I think I made Jess a Vucare up, which translates in French to old square.
It's totally descriptive of my life.
Old Square.
It fits me.
And mine is empty.
It's delicious.
Jesus, you finished that already?
I told you. It's going to hit me. I got to get it out of the way because I got to drive later.
I can drive.
You know, Colin, for like, I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink. I'm going to suck this down in like 6 minutes.
Yeah, he's like, give me a half, but you're not a zombie. I'm like, I can do better than that. I mean, I love the zombie, but I can always do better than that. I didn't make you a dark light, which would have been cruel. But,
okay.
We should save cocktails for another podcast.
We should, because you wanted to talk about pets. And
I don't want to talk about pets. I want Colin to talk about pets, because Colin has to feed pets.
Well, Colin
four
lives,
dogs and two cats at the same time.
He lives in
No. I don't have to feed the cats.
He lives in a menagerie that is really my sister's.
Feed four dogs two cats at the same time.
Don't start. This whole menagerie thing is you. You are the one who won't say
even
no
Mom
to
agrees.
An animal.
No. And see, okay, the cats are her fault.
Yeah.
The cats are
okay, hold on. Let's go back in time.
Okay.
I haven't known you guys for as long as anybody else in the room, so I know in the time that I've known you, you had a snake.
That was my daughter's snake.
Okay.
It was
you had
Koktetsu.
Three different rats.
Oh, we had a lot of different
rats. We've had a lot of rats.
You've had multiple rats. Who were the rats?
We started off with Rinzi.
Rinzi was the first.
Then we got Blue, and then Nimble.
Nimble was a dick.
He really was.
He had a brain problem.
He had a brain tumor.
And eventually his head exploded.
Literally, it was gross.
No, literally, I had to clean it up. It was a mess.
Oh my God.
And he walked around, like, you know, with his head drooping to the ground.
They gave me medicine for him when we took him to the vet.
And his name
and that's
was Rinzi?
Expensive. No,
that was
Nimble.
Oh, okay.
He was a.
Wait, he wasn't
was
very
gonna,
nimble?
I was going to say no. Rinzi rhymes with Capenzi, no!
No. No, Rinzi was a really good rat.
Rinzi was the best. And then we had Jasper and Badger and Rupert. And then we got the little naked rats, and they were Varley and Flynn.
And then
I met Varley and Flynn.
Then there's the unnamed rats that would go into the snake.
Shh. Oh, yeah. Because then one of the rats decided she wasn't going to be eaten.
Yeah, and she kept dodging him.
We kept her, and that was Sting.
Yeah, and then you got rid of the snake, right? Like, you had Sting, but you got rid of...
Yeah, we did. Eventually, my daughter agreed. Because, I mean, she'd moved out, and I was having to take care of the snake and the bearded dragon. And
okay, that gets us to another
pet. Okay, bearded dragon and Pride Month. I mean, are we... What?
Yeah, bearded dragon. Lizard. It's...
They're adorable.
They're really cool.
They're so cute.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a reptile guy. I mean, I love rodents.
So we're like, snakes, like 1,000 rats,
cats.
And you've had a bearded dragon.
Yeah.
No, was that both of you? Colin, was that you? Was that Heather?
No, that was all Tony, my daughter.
Tony. Okay, so that was all Tony.
Yeah, she really likes animals, too. So she's the reason that we have the three-legged cat, too.
Well, she's the reason we have both the cats
that's true.
And the corgi.
And the dog, and the dog that bit me. Which
so
that dog is a shithead.
Really, if you want to blame anybody, blame her for her animal situation.
I will blame her right now. She's listening, so.
You've got four dogs and two cats.
We do. Well, four dogs and one and three quarter cats.
Yeah. Right. Well, what's a leg worth? I mean, really? In cat. I mean,
she's
a
tripod cat.
I think a brain.
I like tripod cat.
And
he is.
Yeah, a brain and a body is worth more than just a leg. So you've got like.
Of course, he was a brain that managed to lose his leg.
Eight-ninths of a cat.
Seven-tenths of a cat.
There. Come on. Mm. Yeah, you don't know. You're like, I'm going to go lose my leg in this fight. You don't know that.
You know, I had three-legged cats growing up.
Hmm.
Like, as a kid, like, at one point, we had two three-legged cats. We had Cedar and Elizabeth. And Cedar was actually my godparent. But he got one of his legs ripped off because he had a lovely habit of sleeping on top of the motor of the truck.
Oh, jeez.
In the wintertime because it was warm, and my dad went out and started the truck, and off the leg went. And he lived another 15 years after that incident. And then there was Elizabeth, who my mom worked for a vet, and Elizabeth was abandoned at the vet because she was a kitten and some terrible thing had happened. She lost her leg. So at one point, we had two cats, and between them, they had six legs. And that was growing up. I just,
who's
you know, when I was
two
a kid, I was just
and cats with
I was just like, it was normal as a kid. I was like, apparently amputee cats are really common. I didn't realize how weird that was.
Yep.
And I tend to forget that Wesley only has three legs until it's feeding time. And
yeah,
then
and you watch him run.
Well,
he runs at an angle.
And you know, your dog technically has three good legs.
Yeah.
Not You know, she's got the one Camilla little is chicken special. Leg that just kind of flip.
She can use the leg.
She can. When and she's I've seen her do slow. It, and then she's just like, fuck it. And
whenever,
it's like,
yeah, whenever she needs to move quickly or jump, she just like lets the leg flop as if it's a useless piece of
meat. And it
flesh.
Looks like a useless piece of meat. It's the strangest thing. It's just like flapping in the wind, and it's just like, use the fucking leg!
You know, I found the dog on the side of the road, and she would have been eaten by a coyote within the next 15 minutes had I not picked her up and put her in a grocery bag and taken her home. And
only
like,
with
I
consent.
I want to keep her! She's my dog.
She's a cutie.
She is.
Mm.
I really like her.
She's a special dog. Mm. She really is. She's yeah. a weird animal.
Mm. You think you could call Camilla right now?
I don't know what she'd say, but we could probably call Camilla. Let's get Camilla on the horn. She's been sitting at home by herself for like 4 hours, which means she, I'm sure she knows she's gonna die.
Hello?
Hey, Camilla. How you doing?
I'll be honest, it's pretty shitty right now.
Oh, that's
I've just been going in circles rubbing my ass on this carpet, and it's losing its novelty.
Well, you know, the carpet's only like 18 inches by 3 feet.
By the way, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And just rubbing my ass on this carpet, that's what I do. We just making eye contact and moving in circles. Rubbing my asshole on this carpet. Rub, 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 and it's getting old.
You know, I think you're better than that, though.
The iPod
I really
stopped.
Do.
It was like Spalding Gray, and then one song, and it's done. So, kind of alone right now.
Camilla, I think you're better than this. I think you're better than all of this.
I mean, maybe, but...
I mean, you're talking about the Camilla right now, like the Camilla that you are right now is the Camilla that I like the least, the Camilla that can't handle
well,
her
pardon
shit.
Pardon me for being the Camilla that I am. I mean, pardon me for just being me. Isn't that the, like, you tell me all the time, do you be you? What Camilla do you want?
You're more than rubbing your ass on the carpet and freaking out that the Spalding Gray is not playing anymore.
Well, I mean, like, I'm like 20%, like, other than that.
Other? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like, I like when you feed me.
Oh, yeah.
I will find food in places you never thought possible.
It's true. I'm convinced that if the apocalypse happens, you're the one that's going to find the food for me. So.
I'll eat the cockroaches. That's the thing. I'm not picky.
I mean, you'd probably eat your own leg if you had to. It's pretty useless.
It's useless, and I will eat it because I'm an eater. Bottomless pit, Camilla. That's me. I sing a song about myself.
That's pretty good, Camilla.
Yep.
I'm proud of you.
I'm a dog.
Proud of you. So where do you like to spend most of your time when I'm there, Camilla?
I like to go into the bathroom and pretend I'm human. And I just go, herp, derp, derp, I'm human. I'm going to try and get up on the toilet, but I'm too short.
Yeah, I don't think you could ever get up there.
What if I can?
I...
What would you do then?
Would probably rejoice that you could use the toilet like a human being.
I wouldn't mind it. I don't like going outside. Outside is... Like
you know what I do, though?
Other things.
Don't ever let me know you can use the toilet, because I would probably take away the carpet that you scratch your
don't
ass on.
Don't do that! I need that! My ass is itchy, like, all the time. Like, itchy ass.
I get those glands cleaned out regularly.
Yeah,
I'm not a bad dog owner. For the record, I'm not a bad dog owner. I get you taken care of.
She's a great dog owner. She made sure that I wasn't eaten by a coyote, even though I had a Tinder date with a coyote later. But she took me home in a shopping bag and then took me to work, and everybody was like, oh, where's your little friend? And I'm like, Camilla.
Well, you've got your full name, too. I mean, your full name is long enough that most people don't understand.
Why don't you tell them my full name? While I hang up and listen.
Yeah. The dog's full name is Camilla Lupita Chorizo Francesco de los Santos del Toro Schlager.
Schlager.
Yeah.
Has it always been Schlager,
no,
or was it
no.
changed in the divorce?
It was changed in the divorce, I'll be honest. It's, But let's be fair. The ex never wanted Camilla.
It's true. Well, what did the ex want, honestly?
A mom.
He was a Klopek. Jesus, that guy.
Klopek.
Oh, Camilla is a sweet
You never
dog.
Met him, did you?
I didn't.
Sweet dog.
No. I mean, why would I have?
That's
yeah,
true.
That
why
been,
would you?
That would have been really awkward.
I met him.
I mean, just the fact
times.
That you met him several times. Like, we were, yeah. for a while, we were all trying to be friends. Let's be fair.
You were trying. Maybe like, I was like, no.
Your ex, I was really trying to be friends at
first,
too.
That's true. Like, you had common ground with her, and we weren't seeing each other yet. So, like, she went to the same college, and they'd been in the same programs.
We had classes together at one point.
Yeah.
And
but her rage was misguided. It was like...
We went out at one point, and then I was trying to chat with her, and she, like, totally didn't acknowledge I was there, even though I was trying to talk with her face to face. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It was an awkward
human
situation.
Human interaction. So.
Yeah, she
I didn't really know.
She probably thought she was Jeanette. Who knows?
Yeah, I didn't know at the time. Mm. Let's face it. There were, like, what, like, 15 girlfriends before you started dating me, so...
Six. I don't know.
Well, fuck you!
That was her reaction to you, pretty much.
It was awkward. It was awkward.
Mm.
My life is a big ball of awkward, but we were talking about pets.
We were talking about pets.
So, Colin,
I've had very few. I'm just going to, because, again, I'm not going to fall under the trap of episode one. I'm going to talk and then let you talk.
Oh, okay.
I've had very few. I had a pet fish when I was very young, and my mom, thinking that I was totally stupid, was like, hey, guess what we're getting him for his birthday, an FISH, and I'm like, I'm getting a fish! And then I got a fish, and you know what? Fish are boring as fuck.
They are.
They're pointless.
That shouldn't be in the name, because you can't pet them.
Yeah, you can't pet a fish, you can't
walk
a fish.
You can't cuddle a fish.
Yeah, and then...
I've pet fish.
I had, what was, but which Heather?
Did they see it as an attack?
Was mine Tippy
no,
and yours was Black Tip?
I had betas,
yeah.
And I would
put
my fingers in the tank, and they would
nibble
my
fingers. Our
pets'
names, we had two goldfish. Mine was Tippy, and hers was Black Tip, because both of them had a black-tipped fin, because we were dumb kids. And it's like, what are we going to name it? Well, I'll name him Tippy. I'm older. I'm going to name mine Black Tip. Look at me being observant, derp. And it's like, that was our pet experience. And the only other pet I've really, I mean, hamsters, but oh my God, that was my first experience with loss. And I did not take it well. Like, we had a hamster, and it was a class hamster.
I'm going to push the pause button for a second, because I just want to add a little commentary that your mom, like, if she could pull her lip farther down into the corner
making
of
a frown?
Her jawbone.
Is she a frown clown?
It's more like the eesh face.
Good, good.
Anyway, go on.
She needs headphones.
And a mic.
So, it was like fourth grade, I think, and there was a class hamster, and I won the raffle for the hamster. And this was right after my mom started working, because for years, she was like home all the time, and then she started working.
She's shaking
her
head.
And I came home, and I woke her up, because she was napping, and I was like, guess what? I won the class hamster. Can I keep it? And she's all like, yeah, whatever. But this is also the lady who used to tell me, you got to be home by 11, and I would show up at 2, and I'd be like, she'd wake up, and she's like, what time is it? I'm like, 11.
Hold
and then
on,
she'd wake up 2 minutes later.
I feel like you
like,
just time-dashed
like,
a little bit, like this whole like 11-2 thing is when you were like 16, and the hamster was when you were like 10.
Maybe.
So let's stick with the hamster.
I time-dashed, and I'm going to finish. And then she'd wake up 2 minutes later and be like, what time is it? I'm like, it's 2. You've been asleep for a while. She'd go to bed. Oh, okay. So she doesn't make – basically, the moral of the story is she makes shitty decisions.
I just
want to
point
sleeping.
Out that your mom, the hamster wheels are turning right now.
They are. Yeah.
Big time.
And so I got to keep this hamster, and she was like, I never agreed to this. And I'm like, yes, you did. I have it in writing. And because she had to sign a permission slip. But then the hamster got into the peppermint candies one Christmas and died. And I didn't know that peppermint candies were fatal to hamsters, but holy shit, I was really broken up. And then after that, then Rita was a cat, and she showed up, had the cat. Cat died of liver failure. And then we had a cat named Abigail, and it died. So I'm like, I'm done with pets. That's it.
So what you're saying is that because you can't handle death, you don't want to experience life?
Right.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, the shade. Oh, the shade. Yeah. No, that's exactly it. I don't like death. I would rather be around people that are going to live maybe a little longer as long as they make good decisions.
Hmm.
So we should get you a parrot?
No. A cockatoo. Those things live for like 70 years.
I love that your mom is just like shaking her head like,
no, I don't want no fucking bird. I'll tell you what. Those things are dirty.
Yeah.
I don't like birds. I mean, I like
looking
at birds, but
I like looking at birds. I don't like playing with birds. I don't want a bird in my goddamn house.
Troy's parents have birds, and it's just I hated going over there because they're like, here, let's put the bird on your shoulder.
Hey, Troy's parents, if you're listening, all due respect.
I find that amusing because you guys have had so many pets. You have so many different pets and such a variety of pets, and you're like, birds? Oh, fuck no.
Well, I had a cockatiel when I was a kid. Greatest bird ever. And one morning he ran through my cereal back and forth. So
what?
Yeah.
And you let him?
Well, I mean, there wasn't much stopping. He kind of, like, he was standing on the table, kind of looking, and then all of a sudden, he ran across my cereal. It was like he was streaking. It was a bird streak.
Greatest bird ever.
Cereal?
Rice Krispies, I believe.
You bland, poor man.
I wasn't a man. I was a child.
You bland child.
I was a child. I was like eight or nine.
Hey, my favorite cereal growing up was Grape Nuts. So
and Grape Nuts are good too.
I would like to point out for
grapes,
listener,
they're not nuts, but they're
for
good.
Listener who has no visual, no way to see the inside of Studio De Chevalier. But Heather has now relocated herself, which is the benefit of these new headsets. Mm. She is now sitting in front of Colin. She is not relegated to the seat that I have assigned her. Right. She's now moved in she's in a different location
You're
in the
no
room.
You're no longer in control of your own podcast.
I have no control over these people.
Yep.
I like it.
Can we back to the cockatiel running
You should,
the cereal?
Yeah. More yes. cockatiel shit.
So his name was Schmidt.
What?
Schmidt.
Are you fucking kidding me? What year was this?
It was, I was 8 or 9, so 68, do the math.
77-ish.
Schmidt-ish.
77-ish.
Schmidt.
So 77, 78-ish.
Was it named after, how do you
My dad liked World War II stuff, and I don't know. I don't know.
Schmitty.
I mean, I don't remember exactly how he got his name or who named him. I don't think I named
Did
him.
Did he come with the name? Like, he just walked
no.
up and was
he showed
like,
up
my
one
name
day.
Is Schmidt.
No.
Had a little suitcase and a fedora on. Was like, I'm Schmidt, you're my
Ladies
people.
And gentlemen, Schmidt the cockatiel. Hey, everybody.
My name is Schmidt. Yep.
Who's from Toledo?
Yeah, I feel like it was my mom's name for him or something. She also ended up getting a parrot after he had passed on.
I have met
the
your
parrot
mom.
Was an absolute bastard. Oh, my God, parrots are horrible.
I can imagine.
Parrots are like
He would bite so incredibly hard.
It's like signing up to have an autistic three-year-old forever.
Yeah, with wings. Autistic three-year-old with wings.
Oh,
so. No offense to people who actually have autistic children.
I mean, we appreciate the work you
awesomely
do.
Awesomely autistic and all of that, but parrots, what I want to say, parrots are a lot of work, and people do not think through getting a parrot.
I think she got it to piss off my dad, to be honest. She didn't like my dad. So
fair play.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was the last bird that I've had, and if I were to get another bird, it would be the same kind.
Cockatiel?
Yeah, they're fun, but I don't really care for birds, to be honest.
I'm not a huge fan of birds either. I had some birds at one point, and it wasn't my fault.
Accidental
Is it
birds?
Ever your I fault? Had, you just I, end up with animals.
I'm the queen of accidental
pets. She is low-rent,
pets.
Slow white. I have called her low-rent, slow white for a while. Low-rent, snow white. And it's because... She attracts animals. There are her yard.
She has animal
is,
attraction.
Yeah, it's like safe space for animals. The deer and the squirrels and the hummingbirds and the foxes.
And the hawks.
Wolverines.
And the skunks. The skunks.
Oh, the skunks. Yeah. Mm. No, I ended up with some zebra finches via a cousin who, like, randomly... My dad runs a bar. And so for those of you who don't know... When I say I was at the bar, sometimes I'm referring literally my family's business. I've been hanging out there since I was a tiny, tiny child. And I had a cousin who they raised finches and conyers, which is two birds that do not, I mean, there's nothing to do with each other, but they had flight cages in their house and their finches were overbreeding. And so they had this cage of finches at the bar.
Wait, the finches were fucking too much?
Yeah, pretty
too
much.
Too much finch fucking?
The zebra finches were just going to town. And so there was this cage and long story short, I ended up with four zebra finches. And they were too young to sex, so I had no idea what sex they were. And so at the time, my parents had just gotten divorced. I was in college. I was living with my mom in a trailer. And, you know, good times at the trailer park with my zebra finches. And so I had these four zebra finches in this cage. And we called them the Eepies. They didn't have individual names, but we called them the Eepies as a collective because they would just be like, ah, ah. Like all day long. They make finches. If you've ever had finches, they don't sing like normal birds. They make this weird beeping noise. Like they literally sound like a sensor beep. Like they're just like beep, beep,
like
beep,
a garbage
beep,
truck
beep,
backing
beep,
up.
Beep.
Yeah, that reminded me. My mom had a finch. a couple finches.
And, yeah, so I was in college, and we ended up with, it ended up being two boys and two girls as they matured. We found out when one of the females started laying eggs in their food dish. And it was just like, oh my God, we don't want these birds to breed. And I was in college. I was trying to get an education. I wasn't paying attention a lot to what was going on around me. Like, I'd show up late at night. I'd leave early in the morning.
And I like it. You throw in that whole, I'm college educated.
It was really important at the time, okay?
It's pretty important now. You're still the only college-educated person in the room.
It became important because I was never fucking home. I never took care of the birds. And so my mom, in her infinite wisdom, decided, like, hey, I'm just going to let them go.
What? She put them out in the wild?
Free-range finches.
Yeah, in our trailer park, she just went outside with the cage one day. In a moment of frustration at their
incessant beeping. If they love her, they'll come back.
They did not come back.
They hated her.
They went off and got eaten by cats.
And they flew away. And then we found out later, I mean, zebra finches, they're like not native to North America. So I'm sure they perished in like the first 15 minutes of their...
Especially at trailer park. There's lots of cats.
My hope is that a cat got them. My hope is that a cat got them. If not, and they tried to communicate with the local finches, it just would have been a mess because they would not have been accepted.
Not the same language at all.
Those finches would have been like, you are not from this country.
You are a guest in our country.
Go back to your own country.
Do not seek asylum here.
Yeah, they're Trump finches. Build a wall.
It's my only experience with birds. It was not positive.
I'm going to tell a quick bird story before we let Heather talk. But I was driving to Wichita to perform in a comedy show at the Looney Bin Wichita. I don't know why every comedy club has a cutesy name like the Looney Bin, but they do.
Ha-ha.
But I was, the Ha-Ha Hut is my favorite. The Comedy Cabana. But no, I was going to the Looney Bin in Wichita, and it was right after a really bad storm. Like, we had gotten like 3 foot of snow or whatever, and it was typical spring storm, big 3 foot of snow, and then it melts off. And I'm driving through western Kansas, which is the ugliest part of this great country, and it was windy. It was very windy. But the birds were having a hell of a time with it, and they kept getting really close to my car. And I was like, okay, I don't want to hit a bird. Wow, they're getting really close. They're buzzing the tower. They're really up. But then I was like, you know what? Birds know what they're doing. As soon as I said that, a bird flew full speed headlong into a semi going the other way. Just blam! And then I'm like, ah! And it flopped. This lifeless body flops and hits my car. And I'm like, blah! Splat! Flap! And I'm like, oh my fucking God. So let's recap. Like, in 5 seconds, bird gets close to my car. I don't want to hit a bird. Birds know what they're doing. Wham! Splat! Ah! Splat! Dead. That was my experience. My most recent experience with a bird. So back to the show.
So I'm glad you haven't had birds as pets.
Yeah, no. That's the one thing I definitely don't want.
So let me ask a loaded question for Heather.
Yes.
What's your favorite pet?
You mean of our pets, which one's your favorite?
I'm going to bet it's Sadie.
You want to take it, favorite pet that you've had, let's say within the current living pets.
Abe.
Yeah, Abe?
I knew that.
Abe is my baby.
You have two of the same dog, and you're choosing one of the same
they're
dog.
They're not the same
they're
dog.
Twins.
They're not at all the same.
They're twins.
They're twins, but they're very different. Sometimes they share the same
they're
brain.
Cousins,
they're
cousins. Identical cousins.
Abe is a little more schizo.
Abe only loves
Which
meat.
One was barking at me like every time it
Quincy.
Looked at me?
Quincy.
Quincy's a shithead.
Quincy's a nice dog.
Abe is the long-haired one, right?
Yeah.
And Quincy's the short-haired one. So you have the two Chiweenies, and they're brothers from the same litter.
Yes.
As far as we know, yeah.
And you adopted them together.
Yes. Because we were told that they could not be separated. Mm-hmm. So.
It's like, the last time I heard of two things that couldn't be separated, it was a friend of mine who had bought a pair of chairs from an antique dealer, and they said they were haunted. And they could, you were there! You were there, Colin.
Was
it was
I there?
Faye. Remember
at the Super Bowl party? Yeah.
She had bought two antique chairs, and they were from the 1800s, and the dealer said they can't be separated. Somebody bought one and had to return it, because it has a ghost in it. And so I sat in the ghost chair the entire time and eradicated the ghost. But her husband was convinced they were haunted because he had woke up to get a take a pee and get a drink and saw some old-timey woman standing in his kitchen.
So I'm drunk and I'm going to extrapolate. That means your sister has haunted Chewinis.
Haunted Chewinis.
Go on.
Yep, Abe is probably haunted. He's scared of everything. He's getting like a lot better. He used to be afraid of everybody but me. Even Colin, he wouldn't.
He still is afraid of me, though.
But he'll snuggle with you now.
He snuggles with that which he hates.
Occasionally, but most of the time he runs from me.
Well, they say keep your enemies closer than your friends, right? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yes, that's it. Abe's just Sun Tzu.
Yep, so.
His eyes don't point in the same direction either.
He is.
Why is Abe your favorite?
He just needs me.
Oh, so you like things that need you.
Apparently.
Okay, all right. I don't know that that's a healthy relationship, but I'm not here to judge much.
Okay, Colin, what about you?
Yeah, I don't really play favorites.
Yes, that's you
the,
do.
The same as you. No, I really don't.
He doesn't pick favorites for anything.
You liar. No. He's not lies. Lying.
Each one has their own little bits of positives and negatives.
Your house is on fire. Heather's outside safe. You can only save one animal.
No.
Which animal do you save?
I die trying to save them all.
Wait. Mm. Are you kidding me?
No.
What?
Even my cats?
No.
It's the ultimate cop-out.
It is. And I know he's lying.
No, I'm really not. I mean...
But you admit that Quincy is your dog.
So yeah, what you're
Quincy
saying...
Quincy is definitely the more attached to me than all the others.
There we go. So I was going to say what you're saying is you're so incapable of making a decision that you would probably die in the effort trying to make a decision.
Well, no, I do you're everything cheaty. I could to save them all. Yeah, maybe I'm a bit cheaty, but... I mean...
He's totally cheaty. Mm-hmm. I can see him cheating all over himself right now.
So, like, Sadie is very standoffish, but I still love her. And so Quincy is too clingy.
You don't have a favorite.
No.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
No. I really don't, though. But I do favor the dogs over the cats. So there is that. That's something.
I always worry that my cats won't get fed when I go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They get fed.
He will feed them, just not as often as I do.
Oh, the look on Karen's face right now.
They don't die. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
I'll so back to earlier animals. When I was like, what's it like feeding all the animals at once? And he was like, oh, no, I don't feed the cats. You were serious.
Well, I was serious, yeah. I don't feed the cats. We split it up. I mean, she feeds them, in my opinion, too often.
And when she's gone, you don't feed them at all.
No, I feed them enough to keep them alive. I feed them when I feed the dogs. And occasionally between then because they bug me, but...
Speaking of Karen, though, we're going to divert because these are probably my favorite parts of the episode. And we're going to hear another review, another spoiler alert review by Karen.
Hey, that's Karen!
I go down to the little picture show movie down the street here that charges you $2 or something. And then we watched Winnie the Pooh something. I forget the name. It was Winnie the Pooh. She, I don't know. I don't really remember much about Winnie the Pooh when you kids were little. And so anyway, Winnie the Pooh is in the Hundred Acre Woods, I believe is where he lived. Hundred Acre Woods. And this man who was played by, Ewan McGregor, who I love, Ewan McGregor. He was a businessman. This was like in the old days. In England, and he was an accountant or something for a paint company, I believe. And things were getting bad. Business was bad. They were losing money.
Nobody's
he was stressed
anymore.
To the max because his wife and little daughter always wanted him to go away for the weekend, but dang it, business interfered and he couldn't go. And all of a sudden, then you'd see Winnie the Pooh. And Winnie the Pooh, you know, talks so slow, Winnie the Pooh does. And Eeyore was missing.
It's like Spock.
And Winnie the Pooh went all the way to London, I guess they were in London, to find Christopher Robin. He needed him to go back to the Hundred Acre Woods and help him find Winnie the Pooh. And he did. He didn't really want it because he was really busy, but I think he got fired. Something like that. I think some stuff happened.
Sorry,
when he got
I'm
fired.
Calling in
because
Eeyore.
The owner's son was a jerk and took credit for what he did, and blah blah blah. It was a very sad, mixed up thing. Anyway, him and Tigger—no, not Tigger. Him and Winnie the Pooh reconnected.
They hooked up.
And he remembered how much fun it was when he was a kid and the 100 Acre Woods and parties, you know.
Party
with all
time.
Of them.
Excellent.
Eventually,
54.
Eventually they find Eeyore. I don't remember where. I don't think it was really lost. You know, I don't know Eeyore very well.
He was just hiding.
Know he was kind of a Sorry, I don't remember Winnie the Pooh stories. But anyway, all ended up really well. Something really great happened. I don't remember.
Some bullshit.
But the business thrived.
It was a happy
he
ending.
He actually ran into his family out in the woods.
What the
they
fuck?
They hadn't gone on vacation without him.
Oh, sorry, we got lost.
So
too.
Then he could spend time with his wife and daughter. And
we have something
anyway,
we have to tell
It was a sweet, sweet movie.
Yeah, that's Karen!
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's. When my mom watches movies, and she's sitting right here, she can't defend herself, but she remembers a lot, but then she forgets a lot.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie, and I feel like I don't need to see
it. I don't need to see it at all now. Yeah. She's fucking accounting for a paint store. How
I mean,
blind
I,
is that?
Don't get me wrong. I love Ewan McGregor. I
Even
love
Ewan McGregor,
McGregor
isn't
but,
hot as an accountant for yeah. a paint store.
If he and Tigger or Winnie the Pooh or an Eeyore or whoever the fuck it was are out in the woods and he finds his wife and daughter, good for him.
It's like an orgy at Pootio 54 and they're just like snorting cocaine. It's like, wait, where's Eeyore? Shit, where did we leave him?
100
I watched
Acre
that
wood.
Movie. Yeah, he's definitely got the 100 Acre Wood for Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
God.
But
oh, we got a sound effect for that.
Not the wah-wah.
Oh.
I feel like that was more Doritos bag sound effect.
Well, I've got a Doritos bag right here, yeah. But
that's amazing sound effects, though. It's like a thunderstorm rolling through. It's like a thunderstorm of Doritos.
Yeah. This is our third episode we recorded, and yeah, we didn't really stop to have food.
Mm-mm.
Just drinking.
Yep, and I'm buzzing.
No, you're buzzing already of that one half a drink.
I told you. I don't drink often.
It's
I only
good
drink
for you.
When I'm here.
Most
so.
Of mine ended up on my lap because
yeah,
I knocked it off
anything.
The arm
what?
Of the chair.
What? You spilled it?
I know. I was trying to hide it, and it's just everywhere. I smell like alcohol now. At least that's what I'm going to tell the cop when I get pulled over on the way home.
Yes, I didn't drink anything. I just spilled it on myself.
I like to soak my crotch in booze. Ha, ha, ha. Vermouth is good for the peen.
Anyway.
Way to take it over the line.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Pets.
So, pets.
Pets.
She's had some shitty pets in her life, I'll bet.
I'm sure she has. Would you like me to hand over
yeah,
the mic?
Yeah, give her your headset.
Okay, cool.
Karen's
She's
gonna
like,
get the mic.
No, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
No, I want to know because when you grew up, having pets was different. Like, it was viewed completely differently than it is now.
Well, she
right?
lived
like,
where they ate their pets, right?
Yeah. She lived back in the days when they would, you know, a pet was only good enough until it was time for eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Slaughtering
like, wasn't
time.
Wasn't there a cow
time.
At some point?
No,
a
pig, probably.
I feel like you guys are making a lot of judgment.
Or was the cow Heather's,
so,
that Heather liked?
You grew up in Fruta, and did you have pets?
She grew up in Appleton.
Or
in she
Appleton,
was a,
okay.
A fool in Fruta. Appleton.
So Appleton is near Fruta, though, right?
Not really. It's on the, it's between.
Between Grand Junction and Fruta.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I went to school in Fruta, but no. We didn't have many pets because my dad didn't like dogs.
Okay.
Good for him. I identify
then,
with him.
When we finally got one little dog, and I don't know why we got him, but we came home from church and darn thing had suddenly gotten, what's that horrible disease?
Religion.
Cancer.
Rabies.
Religion. He got religion. He was suddenly a traveling
religion,
preacher. This
cancer
dog.
And rabies.
Like, have you heard apparently the news about dog Jesus?
Three most terrible diseases you can get. Religion, cancer, and rabies.
I put religion at the top of the list. Oh my God, we got home and our dog had fucking religion suddenly.
All right, so
oh my God.
You
he's
had
going
a dog.
To confession.
It got religion and then suddenly you didn't have the dog anymore.
You had rabies. And it was just
So it was Protestant then.
foaming at the mouth and all that stuff.
So it was
a televangelist.
All needs an airplane to do Lord's work.
So my dad called his friend who had a gun.
Oh my God! Because let's set this up for later. Her dad didn't have a gun. So if you said we got to shoot this animal, we'll talk about it later.
And they had to shoot the dog. And then one time we got a dog. His name was Shorty. A little black short dog. And he was a city dog, but I don't know.
Well, he was a city dog, not a country dog.
How do you tell the
dog.
Difference
lost in the country.
A city dog and a country dog?
Because he lived
in the city, and he knew how to look across the
country dog didn't wear shoes.
When he was going to go across the road.
He knew how to use crosswalks. It liked fancy dinners. It wore a tie.
Derek, let your mom talk.
No.
He was a little black dog, and his name was Blackie. And so.
Well, you said it was Shorty.
No. Shorty was my grandma's dog.
And what happened to Shorty?
Shorty was my grandma's dog.
But what happened?
But you said
but you
this
said
was
Shorty.
Shorty. You started
did
this...
I say Shorty?
You did.
Yeah.
His name was Blackie. Come on, guys.
Keep up with me.
His name was Blackie. He was really cool, and we loved this dog. And then we didn't realize that he had obviously gotten to a fight in a dog. You know, we lived in the country, and everybody was just wild
and they
out there.
Like
the
them
dogs,
city folk.
The dogs were wild.
Couldn't
stuff.
Keep up.
They were wolves.
Died in a pile of cocaine.
Wolves.
Anyway, we realized.
Hookers and Blow killed that dog.
This is a sad story, you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me
stop
set the
laughing.
Mood. Let me set the mood.
He. Come on, poor little Blackie. We didn't realize he'd been in a fight and had a big rip in his
anus.
Skin
oh,
on the top of him. He was kind of short and had a little fat, so he was square on the top. Anyway, we noticed that
he was, noticed
he was built like a Minecraft character.
We only noticed it when we saw maggots coming out of him.
Whoa!
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 I know.
Your dog turned into a zombie?
Gross.
Or
so anyway, my parents.
Pets.
So he got a cut, and then the cut got maggots.
Yeah. My parents didn't believe in vets, but we did take Blackie to the vet, and he stayed there for 2 weeks. And
didn't believe in ghosts either.
And
we
cured
took a ghost
him.
Vet.
They cured him.
They cured him of
his maggots.
Good God.
And then,
this must have been a magic vet.
So then after he died, when he was old age, he died of old age, we just had a series of dogs, you know. Dogs run wild down there.
Dogs would come and dogs would go.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't attached to any of them.
No, we did. And
there was
but
no
you
chipping.
Know how dogs are, and it's in the country, and they put the interstate in, and then it was like.
There's no more dogs.
No, because.
Whoa.
You guys, listen. Because the cars went faster on the interstate, and the
no
dogs
shit.
Weren't used to that.
Dogs did not go as fast.
And one would just run headlong into a semi going the other way, and then blam, splat, flop, flop.
But you grew up in an area where there was a lot of other animals, like there were a lot of farm animals and stuff. Did you ever have animals other than dogs?
Well, sadly, we...
sadly, we had cows.
My brother and I were given the job of raising pigs because my grandfather has a side. He was a railroader, but he liked to raise pigs. And
it was a side hustle.
We could raise... Oh, he gave us these pigs, and he said they were going to have babies. And we named them Salt and Pepper. One was black, one was white.
Push
and
it.
We were going to raise them, and then they were going to have their babies, and then we would sell the babies, and then we would get the money. My pig never had any babies.
No, pig trafficking.
And my brothers had two. Well, you know, pigs normally have 9 to 12.
I didn't know that.
We were failures.
Failures as pig parents.
It's the worst thing, being a pig parent.
And I don't know if
pig
my brother...
Pimps, as it were.
I don't know if my brother ever saw any money, but I never saw a dime out of those...
Never saw a goddamn cent of pig money.
We had cats, you know, again, it's like a stray cat comes, we keep it. And then, I don't know.
Imprison it.
You know, it was, you
put
know,
it to work.
We loved the cats, but.
So when do you think you had your first pet that you really, like, emotionally became attached to?
That would have been Rita.
Yeah. Mm.
And that was a long time after I was married, and Heather and Derek were around, and we had Rita, and. Again, she found us, and we took her in, and
yeah.
So, anyway.
She was a good cat.
She was a good cat. And she died on Derek's birthday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I forgot. Thanks for reminding me. Oh, my God. I'm just going to have to check out for a while.
I'm sad now.
So, and then after that, we inherited another cat because her owner died. So we got Abby. And just last November, Abby died. So that's my pet story.
She's like, all my pets are dead. Here's the mic back.
No, Abby was a sweet girl.
She was a good cat.
Abby was a really sweet kitty.
Yeah.
And from everything I heard, Rita was a good kitty too.
Rita was a killer like Jax, but she was about half of Jax's size.
Yeah, my cat Jax is a total killer, which is the best kind of cat, really. I mean, if you're going to have a cat, you have to acknowledge the fact that they're cats. I feel like you can't deny their nature. And it's really hard when he brings me baby rabbits and stuff as presents.
Or brings a bird in that's not quite dead and
lets it go in the house. Jeez. Oh my God. I'm not exaggerating either. Like the most recent that he brought me a rabbit, and Derek was there.
Yeah.
He brought me a rabbit like 2 weeks ago. And I went out in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh my God, there's a rabbit on the porch. And I asked Derek, like,
I'm going to wait and see.
I was like, I don't want to deal with that right now. It's like 2 a.m. And I remember Derek got up in the morning and I was like, hey, we let the cat out. Hey, is there a dead rabbit on the porch or did I just imagine that last night in a fever dream? And he's like, no.
Still a dead rabbit.
There's a dead rabbit.
Definitely a dead rabbit. Yeah.
Rita brought me a dead bird and put it on the foot of my bed for my birthday.
Well, she would do that for every special occasion.
Yeah, and it wasn't good at that.
She was not discriminate at all. It didn't matter if it was an anniversary or like Arbor Day or fucking Valentine's Day. She would kill an animal and make an offering. And she understood the calendar. Like Jax understands English. And Abigail wasn't good at being a cat, I'll be honest. But Rita sure was.
Yeah.
Man.
Rita's the most catty cat we've ever had. Athena forgot how to cat.
Yeah, she's not a...
Not like how Athena just stands in the middle of the room and goes, Mah!
Yeah.
Well, she does.
I don't know my bag in there.
Like, she's confused.
She has conversations with people.
You know, I think cats have two purposes. They kill things and they commune with the dead.
Right.
And so Athena's just better at that secondary...
She's a medium.
...cat task.
Yep.
My mom is convinced that there's a bunch of ghost cats that she carries around with her.
One lives in her ribs, right?
Yeah, and sometimes I really don't want to believe that this is true.
Look at the face you made. Was like, what? Like, you believe in some weird fucking shit. And suddenly I said, one lives in her ribs, and you're like, I don't buy that.
That's where
we now know your line.
That's where witches keep their familiars. Like, that's where witches keep their familiars.
I never knew that. That's very interesting.
I keep trying to be an atheist, and then it's like, I'll stay the night at the house, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night having felt a cat jump on me, like jump on the bed. You know the feeling. It's a very distinct feeling of a cat jumping on your bed when it's a completely quiet night.
And I've actually felt
cat jumps on the bed, pad, 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 curl up, go to sleep on you. There's no fucking cats in the house. And I've had that happen so many times when I'm staying with her.
Yeah. And the one time we stayed in her condo in Fort Collins before she moved, same shit.
Yeah.
I was like...
Yeah, there was a cat living in that condo.
Either she's got, like, really long sticks and likes to play practical jokes.
She has got the best long con ever going on.
Something.
<us.
laughs>
I always thought there was a ghost dog in the Hackberry house.
There was a lot of shit that I couldn't explain in the Hackberry house. And we've actually had a lot of, I mean, if you can remember back to some of the things that happened to the Hackberry house, I saw a ghost kid when I was a kid in the Hackberry house. You would see Jim from time to time. Yep. Ryan, a friend who stayed with us for a while, saw Jim several times.
Christina saw him too.
Yeah. So, that place was something.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be an atheist when you're like, well, there's a ghost.
I think you guys are nuts.
Oh, yeah. Suddenly, it's like you're talking about ghosts living in people's ribs. And we're nuts.
Totally nuts, all of you.
Yep. Not me. No, not you. Not Karen. I've not seen
the no carnival bugs.
No, yeah. So here's the thing. Growing up, there were, you know, there's traveling carnivals. You know, you got traveling carnivals. You always have the carnivals, and you have the traditional music of carnivals, which, you know, it's pretty standard. Sounds like that. And my mom, you heard from her earlier. Her name is Karen. She thought that it was the fireflies and the bugs that would play that music, not the distant carnival in town.
No.
And so she was like, the carnival bugs, when I was growing up, they would play music, oompa music.
No.
So tell us the story.
You mean the Germans?
Yeah, the Germans.
No, okay.
Yeah, tell me the full story, and then I'll tell you the fruition of it.
She said that when she would lay in bed at night,
yeah,
and she would hear all the bugs buzzing around, that it sounded like people screaming at a carnival, like on the rides.
Okay,
that's where, yeah, in the summer. Like, so, yeah, and that's where the carnival bug story
came
from.
Right, so when Heather and I were kids, I got that piece of music, which is from the movie The Lost Boys. And I looped it on a cassette, and I played it very quietly on a boot box that was hidden in the dining room. And it took a while, but she finally was like, the carnival bugs are back! Do you hear that? And we're like, we don't hear anything. We think, the carnival bugs are back! They found me! You know, sometimes it's really cruel to bring people back to nostalgia, but that's what, you know, we're about.
And sometimes I think your mom probably knows what's going on and doesn't let on that she knows what's going
not
on.
Not that time.
Yeah, sometimes Derek adds things aren't quite right.
Okay. Well, I mean, we already talked to an earlier episode about how memories are fallible.
I would wager a guess that if we gave the headset back to your mom, she would attest that you are prone to hyperbole.
Well, she already did, so we don't need to put the headset back on her. Plus, she'd be upset because, it hurt my hair. Oh, my hair. My big Paula Deen helmet hair that she's got.
I'm still convinced when she blew up all your fireworks, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was something. But she also tore all the posters off of her daughter's wall. And the other day, she's like, what happened to that one poster? I'm like, you tore it off that one day. She's like, I did not. You did.
Well, like, I got in trouble. She told me that was going to be my punishment, and I didn't listen. I didn't really think she was going to do it.
You suddenly turned into Tilly from Big City Greens. I didn't listen.
I didn't listen.
Yeah, she's a destructive individual, my mom. No. Absolutely destructive from top to bottom. It's true.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be talking about pets.
Well, we were.
We got off track.
Yeah.
It happens. Yep. So? Pets. Or no pets?
No pets! That's my vote, is no pets.
I had an iguana once.
Oh, so did I. It was a horrible thing.
It was the worst day of my life.
No, seriously.
I gave it back to the iguana store.
I bought it probably at that time it had been Thrifty Nickel, an ad in there. It was a full-grown freaking iguana. And that thing just shat everywhere, and it was the most horrific-smelling stuff. So, yeah, I did not keep him long.
Yeah, they're not easy to take care of in a non-tropical climate.
Right.
Yeah, we had one. His name was Pugsley, and he was a special needs iguana.
Oh, good.
No, he...
Was he on the iguana spectrum?
No, when he was little, so, I mean, iguanas have... you know, teeth inside their mouths, and he had an illness where he didn't have any of his natural teeth. Mm. And so we just had to feed him, like, soft, mushy food and in the right dosage.
Like milkshakes?
And iguana versions, yeah. It was more like tofu and celery leaves smashed up into a cacophony of awful. Mm. But my mom has a tattoo of an iguana on her ankle because of Pugsley. It's true.
That was the saddest, shortest story I've ever
heard. Sorry, we still have his ashes, too.
Wow.
We're creepy people. Loved that damn iguana.
Wait a minute, you got iguana ashes?
My mom does.
So she's got a cat living in her ribs and the ashes of an iguana.
Got
all she needs now is eye of newt.
To this podcast.
And then she's gonna cast a spell. Wow. Thank you all for listening. This is The Big Program. We're happy to be back. I'm happy to be back. I shouldn't speak for other people, but Heather
happy
was
to
here.
Be back.
There you go. Colin.
I'm so happy.
Jess?
Shut your cat face.
All right, cool. My mom was sat in for a while. Happy to be here.
She's just nodding.
She's nodding in a stern way. Yeah, like, we'll talk
later. I'm not
later.
Sold. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Fuck Montrose. We'll be back again.